What happened? Successful strategies, marketing misdeeds, and the brands that love them. We don't know if you heard, but we had a U.S. presidential election recently. No, really, back in November, it was all over the news. Now, the biggest question is, how did the research get it so very wrong? And as market researchers and the media conducts post-election postmortems, we'd like to offer up some diagnostics. Making predictions about 21st century consumers using mid-20th century research techniques generally results in misleading forecasts. No, really. That's what happens, and it happens a lot. It also turns out that making those kinds of predictions tends to be more popular than actually checking on their accuracy. Until it's too late, that is. That happens a lot, too. Particularly when it comes to predictions of consumer behavior, whether you're talking about the marketplace or the voting booth. This isn't the first time researchers, using last century measures, have gotten something very wrong, and it won't be the last. It's just never been on this kind of grand scale. When it came to Mr. Trump, BrandKeys got it right. Back in September 2015, and again in January of 2016, and again later on too. We always do, because emotional engagement and brand loyalty metrics always point the right direction to what people will actually do, instead of what they say they're going to do. So, as our own annual test, BrandKeys again examines how closely what we published, shared, tweeted, and talked about on TV and radio concerning strategies brands were not, or should not have been taking this year, matched up with actual market results. Our more precise version of seeing how consumers voted with their wallets. In short, to see what happened. What follows are answers to that question, based on our validated, leading indicator emotional engagement and loyalty assessments, along with some consumer insights and brand and category realities we think you'll find accurate, enlightening, and entertaining. And we can absolutely guarantee that none of this is any of that post-truth you've been hearing about. This year, our look back examines predictions we made about Mr. Trump, the human brand, loyalty leaders and laggards, craft beers, teen retailers, cheap airline tickets, Super Bowl advertisers, fresh food, and fresh starts for brands. We call out brands that were good and chastise the brands that were bad. But in fairness, we did warn them. We've also included some trends for 2017 to help you better manage campaigns and polls among your customers and constituents. So turn on your computer or mobile device and tune in again this year, or for the first time, and find out what happened.